from a spectator's point of view and talking to a lot of Harlequins people, it was the fact that at one stage you could have been shooting well in the second half, but you came back in that last 15 minutes. That must have been very pleasing for you.
I'm extremely proud of my players. I mean, it's been a brilliant season. I mean, to come second in the league in your first time in senior rugby and to get to the playoff final is a monumental achievement. And I've just spoke to the guys there. You know, I know they're hurting, but we'll go away, we'll learn, we'll come back and determine to win this league next year. And I've had to go to a playoff final. And that's a true character of a team. Let's see how they react to this now. You know, but I'm immensely proud of my players, immensely proud of them and the coaching staff, because they've done a tremendous job. We deserve to be where we are.
Yeah, the thing is too, you know, I mean, let's face it, there's people out there playing today. We're playing two divisions above this 2 years ago because Harlequins, as you know, came down twice. And I thought the thing was today that there were opportunities towards that last 15 minutes and even in the first half that you had a chance to maybe get the scores. The breakaway try really from their centre to take it to 24-12 was the one that maybe made the difference. But nevertheless, defensively and all round, and to see your scrum dominate in the second half must have been very pleasing.
Yes, I think the two yellow cards killed us. Two yellow cards and a few ropey lineouts. The second yellow card to me was a joke, to be brutally honest. I mean, it was never a yellow card. And Harlequins, you know, fair play to them. They stuck to their guns. And you know, but it's hard to play, 20 minutes of rugby with 14 men against a good team. I mean, that's difficult, you know. So, as a game, I just can't keep stretches enough. I mean, the guys tackled their hearts out. I mean, it wasn't our day. It's as simple as that. It just wasn't our day. And sports like that can be cruel. You know, we've had some brilliant days, and today was very cruel. But somebody has to lose, and unfortunately, it's us this time. But it'll make us more determined to come back next year and not have to do a playoff.
Well, the experience gained, I mean, this year with your guys, and especially the two playoff games, as you say, it's going to stand instead. And I must say I agree with you about the second yellow card, because as far as I was concerned, one of the Harlequin players was a kamikaze pilot before it ever happened.
Yeah.
And that was what he didn't pick up. But again, we have to take these things, and unfortunately that's what happened. Again, you can say maybe if a pass had been given near the end, you could maybe have come out with it.
Yeah.
But did you ever see a more bizarre finish to a game?
No. It was my heart was in my mouth, because I thought when the guy skewed the kick, and the run-up, I thought we're in here. I know I was, but wasn't to be. And I'm absolutely got it for the fellas, you know. But it's hard to say. I mean, I thought we deserved it, but there you go. They had four opportunities and scored four times.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to face when you go up. You have to learn that if we want to go up leagues as well, you know, you have to be a lot more clinical. You have to be a lot more accurate. You know what I mean? And because you have to be able to close games out. And we just didn't do it, did they?
Well, Phil, I think the thing about it is, as you say, there's a lot of positives to be taken out of this here. And I mean, you came here today, obviously it was their home ground, a great crowd, great support up for Moma, and certainly one of the biggest crowds, I believe, it has been an AIL game for quite a while. And as you say, the one good thing about it is, you might have been beaten 26-20, but the experience and everything else that the team have picked up for next year, if they can build on that, then you'll not be worrying about things like this.
No, but I mean, as I said to the fellas, we were a surprise package this year. And, you know, to go back to the 2C, there's a lot of teams now that are waiting on us. You know, they know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I've told the fellas, you know, they've got to suck this up and realise that the summertime now, they've got to work harder, a lot harder. They've got to get into the gym, they've got to get stronger, they've got to get fitter, because they'll be waiting on us.
Mm-hmm.
But the ability in that team, and the numbers now we have, and people coming back from injury for next season, and hopefully adding one or two, you know, the self-belief should be there, because I have no doubt, if given an equal playing field, that this team could definitely challenge at the top again next year. I have no doubt about that.
Well, Paul, just could I say that I've seen you on four or five occasions this year, and I've been impressed every time I see it. And I think I speak for everybody in the Northwest to say that you certainly flew the flag this year for us. And congratulations on what has been a brilliant season. And hopefully next season when I go up to Mellon Park, I'll be as happy as I was this year.
That's good to hear. And we'll have another derby. We've got City of Derry now to look forward to next year in the Northwest. So that'll be nice. We're looking forward to that.